第十四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
十四章第六节，我们一起来念。
Let us read it together.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”好，我们再读第八章，约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to John chapter 8.
31节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
Verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples."
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说，你们必得以自由呢？
Then they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, and have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。
Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. 所以
天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
我们再读44节。
Let us read verse 44.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。
Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head.Then the full kernel in the head.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
We're gonna just read the scriptures at this point.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
你何等爱了我们。
For you have loved us.
你是何等的看顾保守你的教会。
And you look over your church.
你常常赐下应时的供应。
And you give us your supply.
我们为你在这一次夏令会里所施的恩典，我们再一次献上我们的感谢，献上我们的赞美。
We thank you and we praise you for what you have given us during the summer conference.
愿你所赐给我们的话语能够常常存在我们的里面。
May the word that you give us stay inside of us.
成为我们心中的力量。
May it become the strength of our life.
成为我们里面的亮光。
May it become a light inside of us.
来指引我们前面的道路。
And that directs our way.
让我们在这一生的道路当中时常转眼仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That in our life, in the way of our life, we may often look to you, the author and perfecter of our faith.
让你自己的荣光常常来照亮在我们的面前。
May your radiance shine before us.
让我们跟从你这生命的光。
May we follow this light of life.
让我们一直能够活在你自己的面前。
That we may live before you.
我们求你早晨来使用这段的时间。
This morning we ask that you use this time.
求你将你自己的话语为我们解开。
That you may open up your words for us.
你来安静我们每一个人的心。
That you may calm each of our hearts.
愿我们在这里能够听见圣灵向我们所说的话语。
That we may hear the words the Holy Spirit is speaking to us.
我们都一同的来等候在你的面前。
We wait before you.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
今天早晨和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
This morning I want to share a topic with the brothers and sisters.
是真理叫我们得以自由。
Is that the truth will set us free.
这个题目是一个非常大的一个题目。
This is a very large, broad topic.
也是一个非常广的一个题目。
It is very broad.
所以早晨我们只从一个角度和弟兄姊妹来交通。
So this morning we're only going to talk about it from one perspective.
我们乃是从生命的角度来交通真理，叫人得以自由。
From the perspective of life, we will share about how the truth will set you free.
我们这次参加了夏令会以后。
After the summer conference.
我想弟兄姊妹心里都晓得生命的重要。
I believe that the brothers and sisters all know the importance of life.
主这里告诉我们说他就是道路真理和生命。
The Lord said himself that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们看见说生命乃是一切的目的。
Life is the goal of all, everything.
因为只有我们得着神这圣洁的生命。
Only when we received the holy life of our Lord.
我们才能够被带进神永远的旨意的里面。
Can we be brought into his eternal purpose?
所以当人被造好以后，
After man was created,
神要人拣选生命的道路。
The Lord wanted man to choose the way of life.
神要让人得着他宝贵的生命。
The Lord wanted man to receive his precious life.
因为神要把人带进他自己永远的旨意的里面。
Because he wanted to bring man into his eternal purpose.
如果人没有得着这个生命，
If man did not receive this life,
人无论怎样的努力，
No matter how hard man tries,
无论人有多少的知识和聪明，
No matter how much knowledge and wisdom he
has, 人无论如何没有办法进到这个旨意的里面，
He will have no way to enter into this purpose.
所以我们看见生命乃是一切的目的。
We see that life is the purpose of everything.
很多的时候在我们的周围，
Oftentimes around us,
有很多的事物。
We see there are many things.
在我们教会的侍奉里面有很许许多的事物。
In the ministry of our church, there are many things.
但是神今天让我们所看重的乃是这个生命。
But the thing that the Lord wants us to emphasize on is this life.
仇敌最怕我们拣选生命。
Our enemy fears the most is that we
choose life. 他巴不得我们轻看这个生命。
He wants us to despise this life.
他要让我们的眼目注重在许多的事物的上面。
He wants us to focus our eyes on many things.
他让我们的手抓住许多的事物。
He wants our hands to be filled with these other things.
但我们的神一直要转我们的眼目。
But our Lord wants us to turn our eyes.
让我们一直来注重他所赐给我们这个生命。
To focus on this life that he has given us.
那个有很多弟兄姊妹家里面都种一些的植物蔬菜。
I know that many brothers and sisters have a vegetable garden.
看他们有时候种那个丝瓜。
Some of you may plant a squash.
当弟兄姊妹种丝瓜的时候，看他们就搭了很多的这个架子。
And many brothers and sisters, I see that you put lattices up for your squash.
然后还牵了那个绳子。
And there might be strings.
那个
on this lattice.
有一天，我太太说，我们也种丝瓜好了。
So my wife said to me one day, "Let us plant some squash as well."
她就让我去拿绳子。
And she told me to go and get the strings.
我说你到底要什么样的绳子呢？
And I asked her, "What kind of strings do you want?"
你要那个布做的绳子还是要尼龙做的绳子呢？
Do you want the cotton strings or do you want the nylon strings?
他说都不重要，你把绳子拿来就好了。
She said it doesn't matter, just bring the strings.
弟兄姊妹，这些绳子不重要。
Brothers and sisters, these strings are not.
到底是用什么做的不重要。
Whatever its material is not important.
我们不能把眼目放在这些绳子的上面。
We cannot put our eyes on these strings.
我们要把我们眼目放在那个生命的上面。
We need to put our eyes on this life.
就算我有最好的绳子。
Even if I had the greatest string.
它是用金子做的。
Even if it's made of gold.
但是如果那个丝瓜不长起来的话。
But if the squash does not grow.
一切都是空虚空的。
Everything is in vanity.
弟兄姊妹，这些我们在教会中有的时候我们常常会有一些的做法。
In our fellowship, there might be many methods.
任何的聚会都有一个聚会的方式。
Any fellowship will have their way of meeting.
弟兄姊妹，这些不过就是绳子就是了。
But these things are just strings.
这些不过就是一个架子就是了。
These are just lattices.
我们不能把我们的眼目放在这个上面。
We cannot place our eyes on these things.
如果神今天把我们摆在这里。
If the Lord places here today,
我们眼睛要注重在生命的上面。
We need to focus our eyes on life.
生命才是一切的目的。
Life is the purpose of all things.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够在那里为了这些的绳子在那里彼此的不和。
We cannot, because of these different strings have discord among us.
不能因着这些架子我们彼此争吵。
That we will argue over these.
如果这样的话，我们就中了仇敌的诡计。
Then we've fallen into the trap of the enemy.
生命乃是一切的目的。
Life is the goal of all things.
生命也是一切的检验。
It is the test of everything.
有的人他们是用木头做的架子。
Some people use wood to make the lattice.
我看有的人他们用铁丝做的那个架子。
Some people use metal wires to make this lattice.
可是你现在你去看的话，他们上面都长满了生命。
But if you go and look, it's filled with life growing on top of the lattice.
生命乃是一切的检验。
It is the test of the life is the test of everything.
你看一个人。
If you look at a person,
你要看那个生命。
You have to look at the life.
你不要看他穿的如何。
Don't look at what he wears.
你不要看他的地位。
Don't look at his position.
你不要看他讲的如何。
Don't look at how well he speaks.
你要看他的生命。
You need to look at his life.
甚至不是看他的这个身体的健康。
Do not even look at his physical health.
我们一定要把眼目注重在生命的上面。
You need to focus your eyes on his life.
当你来到一个家的里面。
When you come into a home.
你不要去看那个房子有多大。
Don't look at how big the house is.
你不要看他们有多少的钱。
Don't look at how much money they have.
你要看在这个家里有没有生命。
You need to look and see if there is life in this family.
当我们来到教会的里面。
When we come to a church.
弟兄姊妹，有生命就有见证。
If there is life, there is testimony.
没有生命就没有见证。
Without life, there cannot be testimony.
无论道理讲得多么的正确。
No matter how correct the sermons may be.
无论我们的做法多么样的属灵。
No matter how spiritual our methods appear to be.
如果没有生命的话。
Without life.
如果生命不丰盛的话。
If life is not abundant.
弟兄姊妹，见证是出不去的。
There is no way for the testimony.
我们可以说，只要有两三个人奉主的名聚集，就有主在我们的中间。
It says if two or three are gathered in his name, the Lord will be with
them. 这是非常符合圣经的。
This is according to the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，有生命就有主的同在。
If there is life, there is the presence of God.
没有生命，
Without,
那个同在有的时候只是理论上的。
Without life, that presence is only theoretical.
弟兄姊妹，生命乃是一切的检验。
Life is the test of everything.
神他让我们的眼目注重在生命的上面。
The Lord wants us to focus our eyes on life.
他让我们注重这个生命。
He wants us.To pay attention to this life.
他让我们跟随这个生命。
He wants us to follow this life.
他让我们持守这个生命。
He wants us to lay hold of this life.
说到生命这件事。
When we talk about this topic of life.
我相信弟兄姊妹里面都有很多的共鸣。
I believe that you may have many feelings inside.
因为我们都相当熟悉生命这件事。
Because we all know about life. We're
all 我们知道生命有几个非常基本的特点。
We know that life, there are a few basic characteristics of life.
因为时间的缘故，早晨我只交通三个方面。
But because of time, I will only share with you three of these characteristics.
生命头一个最基本的特点。
The first characteristic of life.
就是生命只能够从生命而来。
Is that this first principle is that life can only come out of life.
你不能用人工来制造生命。
You cannot artificially create life.
当然，有的人说今天的科学很发展。
Although some may say today our science is very advanced.
也许到了有一天我们可以制造出生命来。
Maybe one day we can create life.
就算人有一天达到这个地步。
Even if man one day reaches this point.
那就证明说起初是神造了生命。
You only prove that in the beginning God created life.
生命只能源于生命。
Life can only come.
也许你可以做出地上的生命来。
Life can only originate out of life, even if you can create life on earth.
属灵的生命你永远做不出来的。
The spiritual life you can never create.
属灵的生命只能够从属灵的生命而来。
The spiritual life can only come out of spiritual life.
所以有的时候我们在跟朋友们传福音的时候，
So sometimes when we share the gospel with our friends,
他们明白许多属灵的道理，
They might understand many spiritual principles.
甚至他们有的时候会有这个一些祷告的经历，
They might even have experienced prayer.
甚至有的朋友他们都认罪了，
Even some of the friends have even confessed their sins.
但是弟兄姊妹，这些本身不能够叫我们得着生命，
But these things by themselves cannot causes to receive life.
生命只能从生命而来。
Life can only come out of life.
我们必须要重生。
We need to be born again.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Without being born again, man cannot see the kingdom of God.
我们必须从圣灵而生。
We need to be born of the Holy Spirit.
生命只能够从圣灵而来。
Life can only come out of the
Holy Spirit. 只能从那个生命的源头而来。
Can only come from the source of life.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常重要的。
This is a very important topic, brothers.
这是生命的一个最基本的特点。
This is a very basic characteristic of life.
如果我们不明白这个特点，
If we do not understand this characteristic,
在我们的生活侍奉的里面，
in our life and in our service,
我们有的时候会偏离这个生命。
We may deviate from this life.
这个我们知道生命，因为它是只有从生命而来的缘故。
We know that this, because of this, that life can only come out of life.
你是不能够用人工来帮忙的。
You cannot use man's help to help this life.
生命的长大是不能够制造出来的。
The growth of this life cannot be manufactured.
这个当我太太在那里种丝瓜的时候，
When my wife was planting these squash,
我看那个丝瓜都爬在地上。
And I see the vines from the squash.
虽然我们已经绑了绳子，
growing on the ground, even though we had already hung up these strings.
我就很着急。
So I started to worry.
我说我得把这个丝瓜把它给绑在这个绳子上。
So I tried to help by tying the squash vines to the string.
然后我就一圈一圈的把那个丝瓜的那个藤把它拧在上面。
So I started winding the vines from the squash on the string.
后来风就起来了。
And then the wind started to blow.
然后就开始下雨。
And it started to rain.
我回去一看那个我绑的全都下来了。
I went back to look at it, and all the vines I had tied to the string, they all fell down.
后来过了一个星期。
And then after a week.
非常的稀奇。
And I found something really amazing.
它那个丝瓜，它自己抓住了那个绳子。
But this divine from the squash, it grabbed onto the string by itself.
而且无论怎么样刮风。
And no matter how hard it rained.
无论怎样下雨。
And how hard the wind blew.
它抓得牢牢的。
It held on very tightly.
弟兄姊妹，我们人不能用人工来让那个生命生长的。
We cannot use artificial ways to make life grow.
所以我们在生命的面前，我们需要等候。
So, in this topic of life, we need to wait.
我们要让那个生命自己来生长。
We need to allow this life to grow by itself.
地生五谷都是出于自然的。
All the grains grow naturally out of the
ground. 就是不能用人工在那里去帮忙的。
You cannot use artificial means to help it.
如果生命出现了问题，
If there is a problem in this life.
如果死亡带进了生命的里面，
If death has been brought into this life,
你更不能用人工来维持那个生命。
You cannot use man's method to sustain that life.
我记得在我小的时候，我们曾经种过蓖麻。Some kind of plant, yeah. 当我们种了几天以后，
When I was little, I remember we used to plant these plants.
然后我们就去看我们的成果。
And we after a few days, we went to go look at it.
这个有的同学他们种的蓖麻就都 长出芽来。
And some of these, some of the students' theirs plants sprouted.
我看我种的那地方怎么什么都没有。
And I look at my plant and nothing came out.
我就去挖它。
And then I started to dig.
哎呦，我很高兴。
And then I was very happy.
我发现我那个种的地方它也开始长了。
And I noticed that my plant started to sprout as well.
可当我挖的时候，就把那个茎就给折断了。
And when I started digging, I broke off the sprout.
我赶紧把它接上。
And then I immediately
reattached
it and buried it in the ground.
所以后来我种的地方没有一个长出来的。
So none of my plants sprouted.
弟兄姊妹，当一棵圣诞树被砍下来以后
，Brothers and sisters, when a Christmas tree is cut down,
它是非常绿的。
It's very green.
你不能够说要让它重新种进去，不可以的。
You cannot replant that tree again.
你必须让它回到那个生命的源头才可以。
It must go back to the source of life.
当聚会里面出现死亡的时候
，When there is death in the fellowship.
当聚会开始慢慢的没有生命的时候
，When life seems to be decreasing in a fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能用人的方法来帮助。
We cannot use man's method to help it.
我们不能用人的方法来维持一个工作。
We cannot use man's method to sustain a ministry.
在我们聚会里面有一个弟兄，他有心愿，开始一个聚会。
There is a brother in our fellowship that has a heart to start a new meeting.
他们那个聚会开始充满了主的同在。
And that meeting was filled with the Lord's presence.
大家都觉得非常的喜乐。
And everyone was joyful.
因为里面有生命。
Because there was life.
但是不知道为什么，突然这个很多人都不去了。
But for reasons unknown, people stopped going.
后来弟兄就跟我交通。
And this brother fellowship with me.
他觉得聚会里面就觉得那个死亡啊。
And he said, I just felt like there is death in this fellowship.
就是怎么每个人都好像被死亡笼罩一样。
It is as if everyone had been captured by death.
人数越来越少了。
Our numbers have decreased.
他跟我讲怎么办。
He asked me, what should I do?
你给我出点主意吧。
Why don't you give me some ideas?
给我想想办法。
Think of some ideas for me.
我没给他想办法。
So I thought of some ideas.
No,
I did not think of any ideas.
因为我知道他自己有很多的办法。
I know that he had many methods.
他真的有很多的办法。
He truly did have many methods.
其中一个办法就是他这个让每一个人都做代会的。
So one of those methods, he had each person lead the meeting.
这样的话呢，你至少要这轮到你代会，你一定要来的。
So at least when it's your turn to lead a meeting, you had to come.
盼望说这个聚会能够重新起来。
He hoped that this method would help the fellowship to be restored.
但是到了一个地步，只有他和这个代会的。
At the end, it was only him and the person who.
因为只有代会才会来啊。
Because they only came when they had to lead the meeting.
今天我代会说，今天我就来了。
So because today I lead the meeting, I must come.
弟兄姊妹，我们要回到生命的源头。
Brothers and sisters, we need to return to the origin of life.
生命可以产生聚会。
Only life can create this fellowship.
聚会本身不能够产生生命的。
This fellowship cannot create life.
我们要回到生命的源头。
We need to go back to the source of life.
记得这个在去夏令会之前，我们迫切的祷告。
I remember when before the summer conference, we were praying.
我们求主在这一次夏令会中，向我们说话。
We prayed that the Lord would speak to us during the summer conference.
那我们弟兄也在神的面前有非常好的寻求。
And our brothers were seeking before the Lord.
当他回来的时候
，and when he returned,
他里面充满了喜乐
，and his heart was filled with joy.
他不再用任何的方法
our brother did not have any more methods.
他不再去找前面属灵弟兄来帮助他
，he does not look for more spiritual brothers to help him.
他告诉我们说，他说他要找到那个生命的泉源。
He said he wanted to find the source.
他要回到那个生命的泉源。
He wanted to return to the fountain of life.
无论这个泉源有多么的小。
No matter how small this fountain was,
那个泉源是活的
but that fountain is living.
那个活水又从里面涌流出来
because the living water will overflow.
弟兄姊妹，活的泉源是不需要人工的
The living fountain does not need a man's work.
是不需要人去担重担的
It does not require a man to bear this heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹，生命只能够源于生命
Life can only come out of life.
所以刚才我们唱的诗歌实在是非常的好。
So this hymn that we just sang is very good.
我们常常要转眼仰望耶稣。
We need to turn our eyes often to Jesus.
回到这生命的源头。
To return to the source of life.
弟兄姊妹，生命只能够源于生命。
Brothers and sisters, life can only originate from love.
这是生命头一个特点。
This is the first characteristic of life.
主在地上告诉我们说，没有人可以用思虑使寿数增加一刻。
The Lord tells us that no one can, by anxiety or worries, increase his day by one day.
生命长大是不能够制造出来的。
The life cannot be manufactured.
那么生命的第二个特点是什么呢？
What is the second characteristic of life?
就生命啊，它的这个外观是非常简单的。
The appearance of life is very simple.
但是生命的内涵是非常丰富、非常奇妙的。
But the insides of life are very abundant and very amazing.
当你看一个生命的时候
，When you see the outward appearance of a life.
非常简单。
It looks very simple.
像主在马可福音第四章那里告诉我们的。
Like the Lord tells us in Mark chapter 4.
那个生命的生长是按照次序的。
There is an order to the growth of life.
说先发苗，后长穗，然后结成饱满的籽粒。
Says it, first it sprouts, then it grows the stalk, and it grows a head and a kernel.
生命的生长是一定照着一个次序的。
The growth of life is based on a order.
你不能反过来的。
You cannot reverse that order.
你不可以这个先吐穗后发苗的。
You cannot first have the head and then sprout.
就好像老约翰告诉我们的。
Just as old John tells us.
开始是小子。
First you are a son.
然后是少年人。
Then you are a young man.
然后才是父老。
Then you become a father.
这个次序是不能够被破坏的。
This order cannot be reversed.
你没有办法让它改变的。
You cannot change this order.
因为生命它一定是有次序的。
Because life, there is an order to life.
这次丁弟兄就告诉我们。
This time, our brother Ding told us.
但如果我们只注重属灵的知识的话。
He says if we only focus on the spiritual knowledge.
有的时候我们会感到这个次序颠倒。
We may feel that this order is reversed.
我们以为我们已经是父老了。
We might believe that we are already fathers.
后来总发现自己还像婴孩一样。
But then we realize we're still like infants.
我记得我刚开始得救的那个阶段。
I remember when I was first saved.
啊，那个时候我们追求非常非常这种高的属灵的知识。
At that time, we were pursuing after this high and lofty spiritual knowledge.
那个时候我们只读两卷书。
At that time, we would only read two books.
啊，我说能不能猜得出来
？I wonder if you can guess which two books we would read.
能猜得出来
？Can you guess?
头一本书就是以弗所书。
The first one is Ephesians.
第二本书就是启示录。
The second one is Revelations.
那个时候我们只读这两本书的。
At that time, we only read those two books.
我说读过这两本书有什么我不懂呢
？If I can read these two books, is there anything I cannot understand?
还有什么是我不知道的呢
？Is there anything I do not know?
后来我参加这个Dana Condon 的那个特会。
So, and then one time I attended a special meeting with Dana Condon.
我知道主在哪里。
I knew that the Lord was there.
我被主的同在所感动。
I was touched by the Lord's presence.
但我却一句话都听不懂。
And when I was there, I could not understand one word.
我不敢相信。
I could not believe it.
我怎么一句话都听不懂
？How is it that I did not understand anything?
我知道主就在这里。
I know that the Lord was there.
我自己都被感动了。
I was even touched.
但我坐在那里的时候，我却听不懂他讲什么。
But when I sat there, I could not understand what he was saying.
弟兄姊妹，所以丁弟兄就提醒我们。
So our brother Ding reminded us.
我们不能够只注重属灵的知识。
We cannot solely focus on spiritual knowledge.
你生命的生长实在是有次序的。
There is an order to the growth of life.
生命的外观是非常简单的，你一看就晓得的。
Although the appearance of life is very simple, and it seems like you, when you one look at it, you understand.
所以，当我们看一个生命的时候，它是一直的在生长。
And when we look at a life, it is continually growing.
生命的生长是不放假的。
The growth of life does not take vacation.
做工可以放假。
You might take vacations from work.
生命是不能放假的。
But life does not take vacation.
它要一直的长才可以的。
It needs to continue to grow.
所以我们有一次我们要离开的比较久一点。
At one time we were going to be away for a while.
孩子们养了两条鱼。
And there were two fish. Our children had.
我们一定要把它送到这个弟兄姊妹家里，让他们帮我们一下。
Our children had two fish, and we needed to go send the fish to our brothers and sisters.
你没有办法让鱼放假的。
Because you cannot have these fish go on vacation.
对不起了，这两个星期你不要长了，好不好
I'm sorry, fish. For these 2 weeks, please don't grow.
你就放假好了。
Just take a vacation.
等我回来，你再接着长。
When we come back, then you can continue to grow.
哦，弟兄姊妹，生命的生长是不能够停的。
The growth of life cannot be stopped.
什么时候生命生长停下来，一定是有问题。
If the growth of life stops, there is a problem.
生命的外观是非常简单的。
Although the appearance of life is very simple,
你一看你就晓得的。
One look and you seem to understand
it. 但是生命的内涵确实非常丰富的。
Yet the content of life is very abundant.
我们都知道有一种鸟叫做啄木鸟。
We all know there is a kind of bird called a woodpecker.
有没有见过啄木鸟？
Has anyone seen a woodpecker before?
至少你听过啄木鸟。
At least you've heard them.
有的是早晨它咚咚咚咚咚就敲起来。
And maybe in the morning you'll hear this knocking sound.
当你看它的外观的时候。
When you look at him, his appearance.
哦，非常的简单。
It's very simple.
但如果你稍微看一下它的内涵的话。
But if you look at its content.
哦，你看何等的奇妙。
And you see how wondrous.
那个生命内涵是何等的丰富。
That life is truly abundant.
我想早上我在这里不可能从分子角度跟大家讲。
I don't think I can talk to you about it from a genetic.
我也不能够从细胞的水平跟大家分享。
Or even from a cellular point of view.
甚至不能从组织的角度来讲。
Or not even in from a systems point of view.
我想我就从这个最浅的那个器官的角度来跟大家稍微讲一点。
I just want to talk to you from a very very simple level.
From the organ.
Organ level.Level of the organ.
你说这个啄木鸟哈，它要啄这个木头不容易的。
When a woodpecker needs to peck through the wood, it's very difficult.
它必须要立着站在那个树上。
It needs to stand vertically on this tree.
要不然它啄出来的木头又回去填死了那个洞。
If or else, the wood that he pecks out would go back and fill the hole that he.
那个头要钻那个木头，那个速度是多少呢？
The velocity that its head, the speed that its head must move at.
是每小时160公里。
To peck a hole in the wood has to be 160 miles an hour.
用这样的速度，我们人来撞这个树的话。
With this, if we were to, as man, hit the tree with at the speed.
你不是这个脑震荡就是死亡。
If you do not have a concussion, you will be dead.
那个速度是非常快的。
That is a very high velocity.
而且它每啄一次，它要眨一次眼。
Every time it pecks, it hits the wood, it needs to blink once.
所以当它啄那个木头的时候
，So when it's pecking on the wood,
在它的头部有许多的那种弹性的那个隔膜。
There are many dampening membranes.
让它减少那个震动。
To dampen the concussion.
要不然它啄一次它就傻掉了。
Because every time he pecks, he would then be blind if he did not have.
那么啄了洞以后，你以为那个虫子它就可以吃到吗
？Do you think that he can eat the worm once he pecked the hole in the wood?
这么响啊，好好，甚至一里以外都能听见的。
So it's so loud that people can hear from a mile away.
那些虫子早都跑掉了。
Those worms have already ran away.
但是人家这个啄木鸟那个舌头很长。
But the tongue of the woodpecker is very very long.
它就顺着那个虫子跑的那个路线，它就钻进去。
And it follows the path that the worm takes.
然后它再有那个粘液把它粘住，然后吃到嘴巴里。
And it has an adhesive on its tongue that pulls the bug into its mouth.
这还不算稀奇。
And that's even that is not so amazing.
最稀奇的是它这个舌头往哪放？
What's amazing is where does the woodpecker place his tongue?
哦，这么大的一个舌头哎
！So large a tongue.
你往哪里塞呀？塞不住的。
Where can you put it? It doesn't fit anywhere.
那个啄木鸟的喉咙是非常小的。
The throat of the woodpecker is very small.
它不能放在嘴巴外面。
It cannot put it on the outside of the tongue.
那样的话，它怎么啄木？我不知道。
I don't know how it would peck the wood if his tongue was hanging out of his mouth.
但是神给他一个地方来放他的舌头。
But God has given him a place to put his tongue.
从他的鼻孔上面跑到头皮的下面。
Above the nostril, below the scalp.
在他头皮下面有一个腔可以放他的舌头。
There's a cavity beneath the scalp that he can place his tongue.
弟兄姊妹，关于这个啄木鸟，这才是最浅层的认识。
For this woodpecker, this is the simplest level of understanding.
生命的内涵是非常的丰富的。
Truly, the content of life is abundant.
这才是一个小小的啄木鸟而已。
This is only a small woodpecker.
这才是神所造的一个小小的 piece 而已。
This is only a small piece of God's creation.
这一位生命的主宰。
This is the creator of life.
这一位生命的本体。
This is the origin of life.
弟兄姊妹，当你来到他面前的时候。
When you come before him.
你要知道他的生命是何等的丰富。
You need to understand how abundant his life is.
他的生命是何等的奇妙。
How wondrous his life is.
所以难怪保罗他在那里呼喊。
No wonder Paul says.
我要极力的来追求认识主。
I need to press on to the goal to know.
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Not that I have already attained it.
我乃是忘记背后，努力面前。
But I forget what is behind and press on.
我是极力的追求啊。
I press on towards the goal.
他用了全力地往前冲刺。
He used all his strength to press on.
因为他知道基督是何等的丰富。
Because he knows how abundant Christ is.
你们要和众圣徒一同来明白，基督的爱是何等的长阔到甚。
He said, with all the saints, you need to understand the breadth and the height and the depth of Christ's love.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们看见了一点生命的外观。
How often do we just look at the outward appearance of life?
有的时候我们从最浅层认识了一点生命的内涵。
And when we, from a very simple level, we understand the content of life.
我们以为我们就什么都晓得了。
And we feel like we know everything.
我们里面就有一个成见。
And inside of us comes this opinion.
哦，弟兄姊妹，仇敌常常用成见来捆绑我们。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy often uses our own preconceived ideas to bind us.He causes to be proud.
他让我们觉得说我们对生命已经了解了。
He causes to believe that we understand everything about
life. 如果有人今天在讲生命的话，
If someone is to talk about life today,
我今天不用听了。
I do not need to listen because I already understand.
弟兄姊妹，生命是何等的丰富。
But brothers and sisters, how abundant is life?
如果主打开我们里面的眼界，
If the Lord opens the eyes within us,
我们真的不会再去浪费许多的日子。
We will not waste our days.
我们哪有时间去做那些无聊的事？
How can we waste our time to do those meaningless things?
弟兄姊妹，基督太丰富了。
Christ is so abundant.
仇敌巴不得我们一个一个都被捆绑起来。
The enemy hopes that each one of us is bound up.
他让我们觉得就是这么回事。
He wants us to think, oh, this is it.
有的时候我们来聚会，我们聚会就是这样了。
And he wants us to think, oh, this is just our
fellowship. 我们来读神的话语就是这样了。
He wants us to think when we read God's word, that's all there is to it.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the deception of the enemy.
真理叫人得以自由。
But the truth sets us free.
至少真理叫人从谎言里面得到自由。
At least the truth causes us to be free from lies.
仇敌用谎言常常来捆绑神的儿女。
The enemy often uses lies to bind up the children of God.
有的时候，当我们去传福音的时候
，Sometimes when we go and share the gospel.
今天很多人他们对神有一个观念
，Because many people today have an idea of God.
他们对神有一个成见
，They have a preconceived idea of God.
当你把真理告诉他的时候
，When you tell the truth to him,
他就因此不相信
，But because of it, he would not believe.
这不是我说的
，This is not what I'm saying.
这是主说的
，This is what the Lord said.
主说：“我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信。”
He said, "I tell the truth to you, yet you do not believe me."
弟兄姊妹，仇敌就是这样来捆绑我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is how the enemy binds us.
他让我们里面没有爱慕真理的心。
He takes away the desire for truth.
所以圣经说，当我们没有爱慕真理心的时候，非常可怕。
It is very horrible when we do not have this desire for truth.
当我们没有爱慕真理的心，我们就信从虚谎。
Because when we do not have the desire for truth,
we believe in lies. 我们就相信我们的成见。
We believe in our own preconceived
ideas. 我们就相信我们曾经所见过的。
We believe what our own experience and what we have seen
before. 我们这个人不能再被扩大一点。
We cannot be expanded.
我们不能够再被改变一点。
We cannot be changed.
什么话都不能够再进到我们的里面。
Because no words can enter into us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的认识生命的内涵的时候
，But when we truly understand the content of life,
我们越认识生命的内涵，我们就越自由。
The more we understand about life, the more free we will become.
当你进入了家庭以后
When you enter into a family,
你一定要晓得男生跟女生是不一样的。
You need to understand that men and women are different.
如果你不晓得这些生命的内涵
But if you do not understand this,
你的家庭关系一定被捆绑的。
The relationship in your family will be bound.
你不要以为仇敌用什么其他的一些办法，他就用谎言就够了。
The enemy does not need to use any other methods. All he needs
只用这小小的谎言就把你的家庭就给破坏掉了。
All he needs are these little lies that can destroy your family.
这个我们曾经有一次这个和家里人一起出去吃饭。
One time we went out to eat with the family.
我儿子他在那里吃汉堡。
And my son was eating a hamburger.
他在那里摇摇晃晃。
And he was swaying around.
后来突然一下从椅子上掉下来。
But all of a sudden, he fell down from the chair.
声音很大
And the sound was very loud.
我们大家都很害怕
And we were all very afraid.
我想这一下，我这儿子要哭半个小时了
And I thought to myself, oh, my son is going to be crying for half an hour.
完全出乎我的意料之外
But unbeknownst to me,
他欢欢喜喜地站起来
He joyfully got up.
他手里高举着那个 hamburger.
He held high in his hand the hamburger.
他说我的 burger 一点都没有掉在地上。
He said my hamburger did not touch the ground at all.
他一边揉着屁股，一边说我的 burger 一点都没有掉在地上。
And one hand he's rubbing his behind, and the other hand he's raised the hamburger high up.
你看，你们这就是男生，你知道吗
？You know this is a boy.
如果你换女生就不是这样了。
If it's a girl, she would not be like this.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不了解生命的内涵的话
，If we do not understand the content of life.
我们在家庭里面处处受捆绑。
In every area in our family, we will be bound.
仇敌就用这些小小的地方，就使我们夫妻之间不能够同心合意。
The enemy uses these little things to cause our husbands and wives not to be able to.
让每一个家的祷告都不能够在神面前有功效。
To not have unity, and that the prayers of our family will not be effective.
弟兄姊妹，我们要谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be humble.
有太多生命的内涵，弟兄姊妹。
There's too much content.
我们需要极力的追求来认识。
We need to pursue and to understand.
像圣经上说，铁磨铁就生出刃来。
It says, the Bible tells us that metal against metal produces the edge.
说你这样磨这个朋友的脸也是一样。
This is it's the same way how you. Rub against your friend's face.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为说，既然是好朋友
，even if we're good friends，
我们觉得说，我们都是弟兄姊妹了。
Since we are brothers and sisters，
我们说话随便的算什么呢
？We can say anything we want.
我是刀子嘴豆腐心呢。
I have knife for a mouth and tofu for a heart.
我就是心直口快一点就是了。
It's just that I speak.Quickly.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你是多少的难处就从这里出来的？
How often is our problems?
多少家庭的难处就从这里产生出来的
？How often problems within family come?
都老夫老妻了。
It is all husbands and wives that have been
还相敬如宾吗
？Is there any limit?
不是，还相敬如宾吗
？Oh, are we so close as ice?
It's okay.
We need to learn the lesson of humility.
所以这一次 ，Fromke 弟兄就特别劝我们要买眼药。
He said, "Our brother Fromke taught us that we need to buy eye salve."
如果我们看见我们对生命的内涵是何等的无知
，If we do not have an understanding of the content of life,
我们看的是何等的有限
，If we have such limit to our vision,
我们看的是何等的肤浅
，If we only have such a shallow vision,
我们真的要俯伏在主的面前
，We need to bow down before the Lord.
主求你赐给我眼药
，We need eye salve from the Lord.
我需要在属灵上看得更清楚
，I need to see more clearly in spiritual matters.
我需要激励。追求认识主耶稣基督。
I need to press on to the goal to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是生命的第二个特点。
This is the second characteristic of life.
就是生命的外观它是非常简单。
It is that the outward appearance of life is very simple.
但是生命的内涵却是非常的丰富，非常奇妙的。
But the content of life is truly abundant and wondrous.
那么生命还有第三个。基本的特点。
There's a third characteristic to life.
生命的第三个特点就是自由。
The third characteristic of life is freedom.
弟兄姊妹，你发现生命啊，它具有自由的要求。
You, brothers and sisters, you'll see that life has a requirement of freedom.
而且呢，只有生命才自由。
And that only life is free.
生命丰盛就自由。
When a life is abundant, it is free.
刚才那首诗歌实在太好，丰盛生命加上自由。
That hymn was great. It says abundant life, with freedom.
丰盛的生命它就自由。
Abundant life, it is free.
枯干的生命就不自由。
A life that is dry, it is not free.
当我们身体健壮的时候。
When you are healthy,
你是最自由的。
You are the most free.
这次孙弟兄讲到那个瘫子。
This time, Brother Sun talked about the paralytic.
他的生命里面出了问题。
In his life, he had a problem.
他的生命一点都不丰盛。
In his life was not abundant at all.
他的生命里面出现了极大的问题。
There was a lot of problem in his life.
弟兄姊妹，当生命里面出了问题以后。
When there is a problem in your life,
这个人就不自由。
This person cannot be free.
弟兄姊妹，自由和生命是不能够分开的。
Freedom and life cannot be separated.
今天世上的人不晓得什么是自由。
Today, the people in this world do not know what freedom is.
他们不晓得那个自由是在生命的里面。
They do not understand that this freedom is in life.
我们知道人都愿意渴望自由。
We know that all man desires freedom.
甚至有人说不自由勿宁死。
To the point that some say that, give me liberty or give me death.
多少人为了自由而战。
So many people have fought for freedom.
多少人为了自由抛头颅洒热血。
So many people have, for freedom, given their lives and shed their blood.
他们把一切都付上了。
They have paid the ultimate price.
他们盼望得到自由。
Because they hope that they may receive freedom.
弟兄姊妹，人今天真的不晓得什么是自由啊。
But brothers and sisters, today man does not understand what is freedom.
自由必须是在生命的里面。
This freedom must be in life.
当生命受亏损的时候。
When a life is damaged.
人没有办法自由。
Man cannot have freedom.
我们知道神他要把自由赐给人。
We know that the Lord wants to give us freedom.
他何等爱我们。
Because he loves us so.
他自己就是自由的神。
He is the God of freedom.
他的性情就是自由的。
His quality is
我们的神就是随己意行做万事的。
He can do anything, all
所以当他照着他的形象按照他的样子来造人的时候。
When he created man by his own image,
他把自由放在人的里面。
He put freedom inside of man.
但是你发现他马上就让人来拣选生命。
But you see that he immediately want a man to choose life.
因为我们的神的自由是在他的生命的里面。
Our Lord's freedom is in his life.
他也让我们今天在生命中得享真正的自由。
He wants us to experience the true freedom in our lives.
我们知道当罪进到人的生命里以后。
We know that when sin entered into man's life,
人的生命就受了极大的亏损。
We know that his life is damaged.
死亡就进到了人的生命的里面。
Death entered into man's life.
人从此就再也不自由。
And from then on, man cannot no longer be free.
所以主说，凡犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。
That's why our Lord says, all who sin is a slave to sin.
弟兄姊妹，人不自由，不是你的老板。
Man who is not free is not because of your boss.
不是你的太太。
It is not your wife.
不是你的孩子。
It is not your children.
人不自由乃是因为那个罪。
Man is not free because of sin.
人落在罪里面就不自由。
When man is in sin, he cannot be free.
因为自由损害了人的生命。
Because sin has damaged man's life.
生命损害了人就没有办法自由。
Because when the life is damaged, man cannot be free.
肉身的生命的损害我们都晓得。
We understand about the physical life when it is damaged.
我不知道你有没有骨折过。
I don't know if you've ever had a broken bone.
我自己骨折过。
I've had broken bones.
啊，很不自由。
It's very not free.
在家里躺了一年。
I had to lay in bed for a whole year.
太不自由了。
There is no freedom.
甚至还要让父母帮忙啊
！I even had my parents to help me.
已经是20岁的大小伙子了。
I was a 20-year-old young man.
太不自由了。
It's not free.
因为生命受了亏损。
Because life has been damaged.
弟兄姊妹，当罪进到人里以后，
When sin entered into man,
它所带来的伤害远远超过我们身体的伤害。
The damage that it brings far exceeds the damage of our.
首先让人的灵完全死掉了。
It causes the spirit of man to die.
然后它进到人的魂的里面。
And it entered into this man's soul.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为犯罪是小事情。
Do not think that sinning is a small thing.
不要以为思想一些污秽的事情是小事情。
Do not think that your thoughts is a small thing.
这些污秽的思想，它就损害你的思想。
These unclean thoughts, it will damage your
就让你失去那个属灵的悟性。
It causes you to lose the spiritual understanding.
多少的时候，我们也在读圣经啊。
Many times we're reading the Bible.
我们不是没花时间呢。
It is not that we did not spend time reading.
我怎么就没有属灵的悟性呢？
How come I do not have spiritual understanding?
怎么他一看就看见亮光呢？
How come when he reads it, he sees light?
怎么我看半天就看不出来呢？
How come when I look at it, nothing comes out?
弟兄姊妹，罪带给人的伤害是何等的深呢？
The damage that sin brings in is so deep.
为什么结了婚以后好像每个家庭都在吵架呢？
Why is it that when people get married, they seem to be always fighting?
为什么在结婚之前都是那样可爱呢？
Why is it that before they are married, everyone is so lovable?
结了婚以后就不可爱呢？
Then after the marriage wedding,
至少没有那么可爱了。
It's not as lovable.
这看见许多不可爱的地方。
And we see so many things that are not unlovable.
罪破坏人的情感。
Because sin damages man's emotions.
弟兄姊妹，我们的情感被罪苦害。
Because our emotions have been damaged by sin.
一个没有被罪所玷污的情感是非常单纯的。
An emotion that has not been touched by sin, it is very pure.
是非常忠诚的。
It is very faithful.
无论是对方怎样光景。
No matter what the condition of the spouse is.
那个情感是不会被改变的。
That emotion will not be changed.
弟兄姊妹，当罪进到人的里面时，
But when sin entered into man,
带给人的伤害是何等的深呢？
The damage is so deep.
它也让人的意志从此软弱下去。
It causes man to be weakened.
你愿意行的，你根本行不出来。
The good that you want to do, you cannot do.
你不想做的，你偏偏去做。
And the evil that you do not want to do, you do.
你明明知道这句话说出来，太太会蹦起来。
You know that this word that you say will cause your wife to jump up.
但是你就憋不住。
But you can't hold it in.
那句话一定要说出来。
You have to say it.
弟兄姊妹，罪带给人的伤害是何等的深呢？
The damage that the sin has brought is very deep.
罪让人完全落在伤害的里面。
It causes this sin causes man to enter into hurt.
灵魂体都被罪所伤害。
And your spirit, soul, and body have all been hurt.
一个受了伤害的生命，你想想他怎么会自由？
A life that it is injured, it cannot be free.
所以当主他来的时候，
But when the Lord came,
他说他要让我们得生命。
He says he came to bring life.
且得到更丰盛的生命。
To bring life abundant.
他要我们重新得到那个自由。
He wants us once again to receive that freedom.
要重新把那个圣洁的生命赐给我们。
He once again wants to give us that holy life.
神为了要把自由赐给我们，付了何等大的代价。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has paid such a price just to give us this.
他为我们付上了一切的代价。
He has paid the ultimate price.
为了要让我们重新得享在生命中的自由。
That we once again can experience the freedom from life.
弟兄姊妹，自由是何等的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, this freedom is so precious.
但是人今天实在不晓得什么是自由。
But today, man does not understand what freedom is.
就是我们蒙恩得救了。
Even though we are saved.
很多的时候我们都不晓得到底什么是自由。
But often we do not know what freedom is.
我们知道我们从罪的刑罚底下释放出来。
We know that we are free from sin.
我们也从罪的权势底下被解救出来。
We have been saved from the power of sin.
我们脱离了一切律法和规条。
We have been freed from all laws and regulations.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们的自由呢？
Is this our freedom?
就是没有任何的律法和规条。
Is it the freedom that we do not have any laws and regulations?
弟兄姊妹，我们在心愿里真的是这样。
In our hearts, it is really like this.
圣经上说了。
Because it says it in the Bible.
我们不要再做这个再不要再被这个奴仆的恶所辖制。
No longer are you restrained by as slaves.
再也不要去服从那些不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条。
You do not have to be follow all those regulations that says.
这难道不是圣经的话吗
？Isn't this the words of the Bible？
这是不是就是我们的自由呢
？Is this our freedom？
是不是我们就什么都可以做了呢
？Is this saying that we can do anything we want？
是不是这就是这个圣经里所告诉我们基督徒的自由呢
？Is this the freedom of what the Bible tells us？
当我们在读圣经的时候
，But when we come and read the Bible，
我们知道主耶稣在十字架上他废去了律法规条。
We know that on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ took away the law.
因为律法规条是捆绑人的。
Because the law binds man.
是让人不能得自由的。
Because this law causes man not to have freedom.
可是当我们仔细读圣经的时候
，But when we read the Bible carefully,
我们发现圣经明明告诉我们说，神的律法是叫我们自由的。
But when we read carefully, we see that the laws of the Lord cause us to be free.
在雅各书里，我们看一下，在新约的雅各 James.
In James,
新约的雅各书
in the New Testament James,
第一章
in chapter one.
这里明明告诉我们说。在第二十五节
，verse 25 it says，
说我有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此。这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
那律法到底是捆绑我们呢，还是？叫我们得自由呢
？So does the law bind us, or does it give us freedom?
到底是怎么回事呢？我们一会儿讲到说废掉律法规条，一会儿又说律法是叫我们得自由的。
So which one is it? One, on one hand we talk about abolishing the law, and the other hand we talk about the law giving us freedom.
所以这里面我们就要仔细的来思想。
So we need to consider this carefully.
我们知道在外面的律法。叫我们受捆绑。
We know that the law on the outside causes to be bound.
在里面的律法是叫我们得自由。
But the law within causes us to have freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这个求主来给我们来开启。
I hope that the Lord will explain this to us.
在新约的里面，主说他不是来要废除律法。
In the New Testament, he says he did not come to abolish
the law. 他乃是要成全律法。
But to fulfill the law.
他要把律法一点一划都写在我们的。心板上
He will write the laws in our hearts.
这个我那天那个我女儿抓了一只蜗牛。
The other day my daughter captured the snail.
那个蜗牛呢，她就给它灌点水。
And she fed the snail some water.
那个蜗牛就开始爬爬爬。
And the snail started to crawl.
弟兄姊妹，那就是在律法之下的那种捆绑。
Brothers and sisters, that is the bondage under.The law,
哦，非常的沉重。
It is very heavy.
啊，非常的不自由。
It does not have freedom.
它外面非常的硬。
On the outside, it is very hard.
里面非常的软弱。
But in the inside, it's very weak.
像保罗他自己的见证一样。
Just as Paul had testified for himself.
他里面觉得都好像被那个罪的律所捆绑。
He said that inside he had been bound by the law of sin.
但在外面他说，就律法上的一说，我是无可指责的。
But on the outside, he is completely blameless in the law.
弟兄姊妹，这是活在律法之下的。
This is living under the
这是外面的律法。
This is the outward law.
那么基督徒今天是怎样呢
？But for Christians, how are we like today?
是不是就把那个蜗牛那壳把它扔掉呢
？Do we just throw away this shell of the snail?
那就叫做放纵。
That is to indulge in all our.
圣经上说，我们。蒙召乃是要得自由
says we are called to for freedom
但是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会
but let not your freedom is not an excuse to indulge in your flesh
不是基督徒的自由不是把那个外面蜗牛的壳拿掉
the freedom of a Christian is not to remove the shell of the snail
你发现那样的话它就更加软弱
and then you will see that the snail is even weaker
它就什么都行不出来
he cannot do anything
里外都是软弱的。
He is weak on the inside and outside.
所以如果说我们今天我们是什么都没有了。
If today we say we have nothing,
我们没有任何的律法规条了。
We have no restraints, no.
我们就像一个蜗牛去掉了外壳一样。
We are like a snail without the shell.
我们是何等的软弱。
Then we will become how weak we will become.
我们在属灵的事上是何等的软弱。
On spiritual things, we will be so weak.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的自由不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the freedom of a Christian.
基督徒的自由是那是怎样的呢？
What is the freedom of a Christian?
乃是把那个蜗牛的那个外壳做在它的里面。
It is to put the shell of the snail on his inside.
好像人一样。
Just like man.
是肉包骨头。
It is the flesh over bones.
你看人的自由。
And you find that man is free.
骨头好像是让人受限制。
The bone seems to restrain man.
但当肉包了骨头以后。
But when the flesh covers the
bones. 当律法放在里面的时候。
When the law is on the inside.
你自由了。
You are free.
如果今天有办法让那个骨头放在蜗牛的里面，
If today we can put the bone on the inside of the snail,
这个蜗牛自由了，
then the snail will be free.
弟兄姊妹，在外面的律法是让我们受捆绑，
on the outward laws cause us to be bound up.
在里面的律法让我们得自由，
but the law within causes us to have freedom.
所以圣经上就这样告诉我们说，那是人自由之律法。
The Bible, that's why the Bible tells us this law, this perfect law that gives freedom.
律法是叫我们得自由的。
This law causes us to have freedom.
我们知道，我们讲到自由的时候，
we know that when we talk about freedom,
自由啊，它乃是生命的一个自然的一个状态。
Freedom is a natural characteristic of life.
当生命丰盛的时候，
when a life is abundant,
当这个生命顺着生命的律在那里运行的时候，
when this life is growing according to the order of life,
那种状态就叫做自由。
That quality is life.
你发现你持续这种状态，你一定有结果子的。
That condition is freedom, and in
that freedom, 所以在加拉太里面，在加拉太书第五章那里讲到自由的时候，
in Galatians chapter 5 when it talks about freedom,
它后面一定讲到圣灵的果子的。
It will talk about the fruit of the spirit.
因为当这个生命正常运行的时候，它最后的结果一定是结果子。
When the life is behaving, it's growing in its course.It will bear fruit.
在罗马书第六章，我们稍微看一下。
In Romans chapter 6,
这些地方大家可能不是很熟悉，所以我们稍微读一下。
Maybe the brothers and sisters are not so familiar, so let us read these passages.
第六章我们看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆。就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life.
所以这里面我们看见这个自由啊，它有一个结果。
We see that there is a result of freedom.
自由的结果就是那个生命的果子。
And we see that the result.Is the fruit
就是那个成圣的果子。
It is the fruit of holiness.
所以自由的那条的路是怎样一条路呢？
What is this path to freedom?
就是顺从那个生命的律。
It is to follow the law of life.
你顺从那个生命的律呢，你就自由。
If you follow this order of life, you will be free.
不顺从生命的律，生命就受亏损。
If you do not follow this order, your life will be damaged.
所以你就不自由。
And you will not be free.
所以这里面呢，我们就说到我们这个孙弟兄哈，他特别交通的一段话。
Our brother son shared this.
他说你们要跟随生命的感觉。
Says you need to follow the feeling of life.
什么叫做顺从生命的律呢？
What does it mean to follow in the order of life?
就是紧紧跟随生命的感觉。
It is to pursue.And follow the feeling of life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们跟随生命感觉的时候，我们就自由。
When we follow this feeling of life, we will be free.
如果你跟随你自己天然的感觉
，if you follow your own natural feelings,
跟随你自己的道理
，if you follow your own
idea, 你发现你就不自由。
Your own principles, you'll find that you are not free, and then that you are bound.
比如说，我们来聚会。
For example, when we come to meet,
我们为什么要来聚会？
Why do we need to come to meet?
如果我们来聚会是为了说我在这里有人会这个招待我。
If the reason we come to meet is because there are people here to serve, and that I can receive when I come to this
meeting.
If there are people here that will care for me, I will receive what I need.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, you'll find that eventually you will be in bondage. Because sometimes you do not receive anything.
有时候不仅人家, 好像没有支持你,
and sometimes even when it seems, not only does someone not support you, and sometimes they even bring some hurt to you. And immediately you are in bondage. Immediately you cannot no longer come to meeting. But if you come according to the feeling of life, and if it's this, the life within you that causes you to come to
meeting,
no matter how men may treat you, whether people are very friendly no matter how the sermon is, when we follow this feeling of life,
弟兄姊妹,
we are no longer in bondage.
无论刮风下雨,
no matter what kinds of wind,
无论是怎样的一个环境,
and rain, no matter what kind of situation,
我们欢欢喜喜地来到主的面前,
we can come joyfully before the Lord.
我们欢欢喜和众弟兄姊妹一同聚在主的面前,
we can joyfully come with all the brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹,
before the Lord.
当我们跟随生命感觉的时候,
when we follow this feeling of life,
我们真的就自由,
we are truly free.
当我们在那侍奉的时候,
when we serve,
弟兄姊妹, 我们要跟随生命的感觉,
we need to follow this feeling of life.
但如果我们是跟随的, 是这个要求,
but if we follow the requirements,
今天有要求,
today there are many requirements. Today I am scheduled to serve.
今天排我是做这个方面的侍奉,
today I am scheduled to do this service.
弟兄姊妹,
then you will find that you are often in your service, you experience bondage.
当你做完这些事以后,
after you've completed these service,
因为你是跟随的要求,
because you had followed just the requirements,
旁边有再大的需要, 你也没有感觉了,
no matter how great the needs that may be around you, you have no more feeling.
你发现我们的侍奉受极大的捆绑,
you'll find that your service is in bondage.
所以有的人说这叫做奴仆式的侍奉,
this is, some people call this the service of a slave.
就是完成那个要求,
and it's to complete the requirements.
那有的人说还有更差的一类,
there, some people say there's even worse.
就跟随利益,
it is to follow your own,
我侍奉是不是有人抬举我呢?
It is to follow your self gain. Is there,
是不是有人来称赞我呢?
Is there someone that's going to praise me?
是不是我侍奉是有人,
is there some benefits I can gain from the service?
弟兄姊妹,
if, brothers and sisters, if we follow this self gains,
有的弟兄就说这叫做雇工式的释放,
this is the service of a servant.
雇工啊,
a hired help.
你知道雇工式的释放是非常软弱的,
you know that the service of a hired help,
稍微有一点点的受亏损,
if there is any injury,
稍微有一点点的艰难,
if there is some difficulty,
你发现你的侍奉就受捆绑,
immediately you will find bondage in your service.
有一个姊妹她这个, 坐月子,
one sister, she was going after she had a baby.
她这个请两个人给她坐月子,
she had two people help her after she had given birth.
两个人坐月子她应该坐得很好, 对不对?
And you think that she would be it would be very comfortable for her.
那么当我们去跟她一起祷告的时候,
but when we went to pray with her,
她说她累得腰酸腿痛,
she said she was so tired that her back and her legs
我说,
were hurting.
为什么有两个人帮你呢?
She said, when we said, how come you had two people helping you?
因为是雇工啊,
she said, it is because they're hired help.
因为当那个孩子这个小便的时候, 他们还能够给他换那个尿片。
While the child is urinating, they can change the diaper.
但到了这个瀑布的时候, 就不行了。
But when the baby poo-poos, they do not want to change the diaper.
他们就说臭了。
They say it smells.
所以这个母亲就要起来。
So the mother has to get up.
所以雇工式的侍奉是不能够受任何的亏损的。
The the help, higher help cannot be.
只要这利益稍微有一点点的亏损
，cannot take any.
只要付的代价稍微多一点
，if the price is a little bit higher.
你发现那个侍奉就马上就被捆绑起来。
And you find that that service is immediately bound up.
我们的侍奉乃是跟随生命的感觉。
But our service, we follow the feeling of life.
那是活在爱的里面。
We need to live in love.
弟兄姊妹，这样的侍奉是不受捆绑的。
This kind of service cannot be bound.
神要的乃是爱的侍奉。
Lord, the Lord desires the service of love.
乃是儿子式的侍奉。
He desires the service of
love. 无论有多少的要求
，no matter how many，
无论有多少的艰难
，no matter how much difficulty，
因为有跟随生命的感觉
，if you follow the feeling of life，
所以我就可以在这里侍奉。
You can serve.
这个有一天早晨，我送我女儿上学。
One morning I took my daughter to school.
这个她这个因为早晨那个有点凉风
，but because that morning it was there was a cold breeze，
所以她就开始打喷嚏。
And she started sneezing.
我就非常害怕。
And I started worrying.
因为她一打喷嚏就一定出东西的。
Because every time she sneezes, something will come out.
所以她满脸都是黄的。
Her whole face was yellow.
我一摸身上什么都没有带。
And I looked and I didn't bring anything.
所以我就用右手把它擦一下。
So I used my hand to wipe her face.
然后用左手再擦一下。
And I used my left hand to wipe again.
我看着我女儿走在这个那个路上
，and I see my daughter on the way。
她充满了喜乐
，and she was full of joy。
脸上干干净净的
，and her face is very clean。
弟兄姊妹，我里面非常喜乐
，and inside I had a lot of joy。
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是儿子式的侍奉。
I believe this is the service of a son。
弟兄姊妹，神今天在教会里面所要得着的是这样的侍奉。
The Lord desires this kind of service in His church.
让我们跟随生命的感觉。
He wants us to follow the feeling of life.
在这次夏令会中，有弟兄姊妹就讨论到这个问题。
Some of the brothers and sisters had this discussion in the summer conference.
就是我有的时候好像找不着这个感觉。
They say, well, sometimes I can't seem to find this feeling.
好像找不着这个生命的感觉。
I cannot feel this feeling of life.
如果能够找着这个感觉，我就可以跟随这个感觉了。
If I had felt this feeling, I would follow.
我就可以紧紧跟随这个感觉。
I would closely follow.
我的生活，我的侍奉就满了了自由。
And my life and my service would be
full of freedom. 就充满了生命。
It would be full of life.
生命就丰盛。
And my life would be abundant.
但是我怎么常常找不到这个感觉
？But how come I cannot find this feeling?
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够找到这个生命的感觉
？How can we find this feeling of life?
认识真理，叫我们能够摸着生命的感觉。
Understanding the truth will help us feel this feeling of life.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
如果我们不晓得真理
，if we do not know the truth，
我们常常被自己天然的感觉所迷惑。
We are often deceived by our own natural feelings.
常常被我们自己的经历所迷惑。
We are often deceived by our own experiences.
比如说，当我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候。
For example, when we were first saved.
哦，我们真的觉得我们得救了。
We believe that we are truly saved.
那个时候，刚刚这个尝到主恩滋味的时候。
When we first taste the Lord.
上班唱歌，下班唱歌。
We're singing as we go to work, and we come.
无论老板怎么样，这个不讲理，里面都是喜乐的。
No matter how unreasonable our boss may be,
回到家里面就是读圣经。
When we come home, we read the Bible.
这个一读根本就觉得不累的。
I do not feel tired in reading the Bible.
从来不看说这个读了几章了，不看的。
We never look at how many chapters.
什么时候觉得身体累了，然后休息了，就是这样。
When we feel tired, do we stop?
那个时候你要问我得救没得救？得救，绝对得救。
If you ask me at that time whether I've been saved, I would say absolutely I'm saved.
我要不得救，谁能得救呢？你一定得救。
I would say if I'm not saved, who else can be saved?
神就是这样的，与我们同在。
That is how the Lord is with us.
可是到了一个时候。
But after some time.
从前那些旧脾气都出来了。
The old tempers start to surface again.
那些软弱都显出来了。
All the weaknesses come out.
担忧自己的前途。
I start worrying about your own future.
然后跟同事的关系出了问题。
And have problems with the relationship with our
coworkers. 这个实验也做不出来了。
And the experiment is not successful.
还在聚会里面的服侍常常这个显出这个软弱来。
And in the church services often reveal the weaknesses.
那个时候你再问我你得救没得救。
And then if you ask me if I'm saved or not.
从前得救。
I would say I was formerly saved.
不知道怎么回事，最近这段好像不大得救了。
But I don't know why, but it seems like I'm not so saved now.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们随从我们的感觉。
But if we follow our own feelings.
随从我们天然的感觉。
We follow our own natural feelings.
根据我们自己的经历。
If we, if we act according to our own experiences,
你就摸不到那生命的感觉。
You will not be able to perceive this feeling of life.
我们要追求认识真理。
We need to pursue after this truth.
真理告诉我们说你得救了。
The truth tells us that you are saved.
你得救不是根据你的经历。
Your salvation is not based on your experience.
你得救不是根据你天然的感觉。
It is not based on your natural feelings.
你得救是根据神的真理。
Your salvation is based on God's truth.
主耶稣在十字架上的工作没有任何的改变。
The work that Jesus accomplished on the cross has not changed.
你接受主的事实也没有改变。
You accept the truth has not changed.
主的话没有改变。
God's words have not changed.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们追求认识真理。
If we pursue the understanding of the truth,
你就摸着那生命的感觉。
You will be able to perceive the feeling of life.
你就再也不被定罪了。
You will no longer be condemned in sin.
弟兄姊妹，那是何等的自由！
There is so much freedom.
你就摸着那生命的感觉。
You will perceive the feeling of life.
在我们生活中也是这样。
In our life, it is like this.
主的话说，二人成为一体。
Says two become one.
弟兄姊妹，丈夫和妻子是一体。
The husband and the wife, it is, they are one.
你信不信?
Do you believe?
当夫妻两个好的时候都信。
When the husband and wife, when their relationship is good, they all believe this.
他们有的时候要闹离婚的时候就不信了。
When they are arguing about divorce, they do not believe this.
有的时候我们和弟兄姊妹在谈到这件事。
Sometimes when we discuss this issue with the brothers and sisters.
我说你们是神所配合的。
I say that God has prepared the two of you to.
这是真理。
This is the truth.
主的话就是真理。
God's word is the truth.
然后有的人就跟我说他们不信。
And they would say to me that they do not believe.
弟兄姊妹，这正是主在约翰第八章那里告诉我们的。
This is what the Lord tells us in John chapter 8.
我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不相信。
I have told the truth to you, but because but you do not believe in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们要接受真理。
Brothers and sisters, we need to accept the truth.
我们要追求真理。
We need to pursue after truth.
真理就让你摸着那生命的感觉。
The truth allows you to perceive the feeling of life.
你发现你就不得不要来顺服你的先生。
You will find that then you cannot help but to submit to your husband.
你跟随你生命的感觉，你就要顺服你的先生。
If you pursue after this feeling of life, you will submit to your husband. If you follow after the feeling of life, you will love your wife.
认识真理叫人摸着生命的感觉。
Understanding the truth will help you.
你跟随生命的感觉，你就自由。
Will cause you to perceive the feeling of life, and if you pursue after this life, you will have freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做真理叫我们得着自由。
This is what it means when it says, the truth shall set you free.
我们何等感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
他把这样一个宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
He has given us such a precious life.
他让我们看见只有生命才能够产生出生命来。
He tells us to see that only life can come out of life.
让我们时常转眼来仰望我们的主。
That may we often turn our eyes to our Lord.
虽然生命的外观是非常简单的。
Although the appearance of life may be very simple.
但生命的内涵是非常丰富和奇妙的。
But the content of life is very abundant and wondrous.
真的求主用那个蜡剪呢，把我们的那个成见都剪掉。
That the Lord would use the shears to shear away all our preconceived ideas.
给我们眼药。
To give us eye salve.
让我们更多追求认识真理。
That we may pursue the understanding of the
truth. 认识这个丰盛的生命。
To understand this abundant life.
生命是自由的。
Life is free.
就真理能够让我们得到自由。
But freedom shall set you free.
当我们追求认识真理的时候。
When we pursue after
truth.
The Spirit of truth will bring us into all reality.
主，真感谢主，这次在夏令会中三位讲员所讲的，好像是这样的和谐。
We thank the Lord that on the summer conference, the three speakers all seem to have very complementary topics.
愿主在我们生命里面常常做这样奇妙的事。
May the Lord do this wondrous work.
让我们进入这个自由丰盛的生命。That
we may enter into this free and abundant life.
我们起祷告。Let
us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。Lord,
we thank you and we praise you.
你是何等一位荣耀的神。You
are such a glorious God.
你是何等的爱我们。You
love us so.
你让我们常常活在生命的里面。You
cause us to live in this life.
让我们来跟随这个生命。You
cause us to follow after this life.
让我们持守住这个生命。To
take hold of this life.
你要让我们在生命中享受那个自由。You
want us to experience the freedom in life.
主，我们求你用你的真理来释放我们。Lord,
we pray that you will set us free with your truth.
除掉我们脸上的帕子。To
take away the veil.
拿去我们心中一切的成见。To
take away all our preconceived.
让我们从仇敌一切谎言里面被释放出来。To
be freed from all the lies of the enemy.
让我们极力追求认识基督。That
we may press on to pursue after Christ.
让你自己丰盛的生命充满在我们的里面。
May your abundant life fill us.
让我们常常跟随生命的感觉。
That we may pursue after the feeling of life.
在我们的生活里面。
That in our lives.
在我们的侍奉当中。
In our service.
显出你自由的荣耀来。
That we may reveal your glorious freedom.
求你早晨借着这些话来鼓舞我们。
May you encourage us with these words.
带领我们进入真理的实际。
To bring us into the reality of life, of freedom.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.